9-0.
Several vans have been seen in San Bernardino, California at a bus station filled with illegal aliens. Director at the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, Erica Flores, speaks out.
They're just dumped like nothing. They are given nothing. They have no money. They have no water. They have no food. They don't have access to a cell phone where they can call.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has stated that the influx of illegal aliens has overwhelmed and overcrowded existing facilities and resources. On Tuesday, former White House counsel Don McGahn defied a House subpoena to testify about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report. Former chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz from Utah, tells Fox News.
You know, I got to issue subpoenas, and I said, hey, subpoenas are not optional. But guess what? Against the general counsel for the President of the United States, they enjoy executive privilege. I never issued a subpoena because I knew it would be a loser in court. What Nadler is saying is absolutely laughable. To anybody who understands the law, anybody who's been in Congress, he wants to have the optics. He wants the messaging to be out there that the Trump administration is not making itself available and they're holding something back. There, you don't see general counsels for presidents appearing before Congress. Name one that has happened. It hasn't. He knows it, and he's presiding over a clown show.
The former congressman is also a Fox News contributor. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.